الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel you are watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami and these are the headlines
tum Dawat Islami ko jaante ho kya hai tum Dawat Islami ko jaante ho kya hai
Amir al-Sunnat pays condolences upon the death of various people offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed urges the bereaved families to be patient presents Madani purse to donate virtues Amir al-Sunnat sends a prayer message for sick and distressed people Rukni Shura Haji Junaid Attari Madani visits an under construction Jamat Madina for girls at Ghausabad Multan The invitation towards YTS is presented at Faizan Masjid Nabawi in Hali Road Hyderabad Sin Haji Muhammad Farooq Jilani Attari motivates the Islamic brothers to travel in Madani kaflas Virtues are donated at the Madani Markaz Faizan Madina in Khanewal Punjab Journalists visit various departments at Faizan Madina First of all, let's listen to a condolence message of Amir al-Sunnat, Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Razavi, in which he paid condolences upon the death of various people and offered dua for their forgiveness.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala khatamin nabiyyin inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Rabbal Mustafa Jalla Jalaluhu wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah Paak, inhe apne jawari rahmat mein jagah naseeb farma. Ilaha al-alamin, inke tamam chote bade chupe zahir, jaane anjaane hone wale guna muaf. فرما یا اللہ پاک ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے گھبراہٹ وحشت تنگی سب دور ہو اے اللہ پاک ان کی قبر نور مصطفیٰ کے صدقے تا حشر پر نور ہو آمین بجاہ نبی امین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم
Urging a grieving stricken person to be patient is known as paying condolences and it is a sunnah. Paying condolences is a way to promote unity and sympathy among Muslims as well as a means of good deeds such as maintaining the ties of kinship, pleasing hearts and wishing well. Most of all, it earns the pleasure of Allah Almighty and His final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliyah urged the bereaved families to be patient and presented Madani purse as well.
Isa al-Sawab ke liye hadith se pak pesh karta hu. Beshak har deen ka ek khulq hai. خلق مانے اخلاق اور اسلام کا خلق حیا ہے یعنی ہر امت کی کوئی نہ کوئی خاص خصلت ہوتی ہے جو دیگر خصلتوں پر غالب ہوتی ہے اور اسلام کی وہ خصلت حیا ہے تمام سوگواروں کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں گناہوں سے پاک سنتوں بھری زندگی گزاریں دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے زہ نصیب مرحوم کے اسوال ثواب کے لیے اللہ پاک کے دیوے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجئے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجئے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد
Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah also offered dua for people going through difficulties due to illnesses. Let's listen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin Ya Rabbal Mustafa Jalla Jalaluhu Wassalallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam Ey Allah Paak inhe sehaton, rahaton, afiyaton, ibadaton, riyazaton, dini khidmaton bhari tawil zindagi ata farma. Ya Allah Paak inhe dar-dar ki thokron, doktoron ke dhakkon, dawaon ke kharchon se najat de. آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ گھبرائی نہیں ہے بیماری آپ کو گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی انشاءاللہ الکریم مکتبۃ المدینہ کے رسالے چیلیا اور اندہ صاحب پیج نمبر 30 سے بڑا بہترین وظیفہ پیش خدمت ہے روزانہ 7 دن تک پابندی کے ساتھ ہر نماز کے بعد یا رزاق یا رحمان یا رحیم یا سلام 112 بار پڑھ کر دعا کیجئے انشاءاللہ الکریم بیماری اور غربت و ناداری سے چھٹکارا حاصل ہوگا گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں گناہوں سے پاک سنتوں بھری زندگی گزاریں دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں صلی اللہ علیہ
رکن مرکزی ملت سے شورا آف دعوت اسلامی حاجی جنید اتاری مدنی وزٹڈ انڈر کنسٹرکشن جامع المدینہ فار گرلز ایٹ غوث آباد ملتان آن دس اوکیجن ا پراپرٹی ڈیلر اینڈ ادر ریپرزنٹیٹیوز ور آلسو وِد رکن شورا جامع المدینہ فار گرلز کنٹینیو ٹو بی کنسٹرکٹیڈ ایٹ غوث آباد ان ملتان پنجاب ریسنٹلی رکن شورا حاجی جنید اتاری مدنی الانگ وِد ڈپارٹمنٹ ہیڈ ریجنل ریپرزنٹیٹیو ہیڈ آف شاہ رکن عالم کابینہ وزٹڈ دا مسجد رکن شورا ریویوڈ دا کنسٹرکشن ورکس آن دس اوکیجن پراپرٹی ڈیلر اینڈ رکن شورا ٹولڈ مدنی نیوز ان دس ریگارڈ
یہ جامع المدینہ گرلز غوثاباد کی بلڈنگ میں ہم کھڑے ہیں، جس جس اسلام بھائی نے اس میں حصہ لیا ہے، معاونت کی ہے یا آئندہ کریں گے، جن کے بچے یہاں پڑھیں گے، داخلوں میں حصہ لیں گے، سب کو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ دونوں جہاں کی بھلائیاں نصیب فرمائے.
ایک ماہ کے اندر اس کو انشاءاللہ مکمل کریں گے جو انہوں نے ہمیں فرمایا، اور اس کو کمپلیٹ کریں گے انشاءاللہ اللہ کے فضل و کرم سے. اس سال انشاءاللہ جامعۃ المدینہ کی اسلامی بہنوں کی کلاسیں بھی اسٹارٹ ہوں گی اللہ کی رحمت سے.
رکن شورا حاجی محمد فاروق جیلانی اتاری اسپریڈ دی نوٹیشن ٹورڈز رائٹیسنس امنگ دی اسلامک برادرز ایٹ فیضان مسجد نبوی حالی روڈ ان حیدرآباد سندھ. ہی موٹیویٹڈ دیم ٹو ٹریول ان مدنی قافلاز. The invitation towards righteousness was presented amongst the devotees of Rasool in Faizan-e-Masjid-e-Nabawi at Hali Road, Hyderabad, in which the Islamic Brothers related with various walks of life and representatives of Dawat-e-Islami participated. Rukn-e-Markazi-Majlis-e-Shura of Dawat-e-Islami, Haji Farooq Jilani Attari, delivered a bayan amongst Islamic Brothers and motivated the representatives to further increase the 12 religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. Rukn-e-Shura also motivated the devotees of Rasool to spread the sunnah, to present the invitation towards righteousness, to learn sunnah and etiquettes, to get the education of the Holy Quran by traveling in 3 days, 12 days, 1 month and 12 month Madani Kaflas. In the end, Rukneshura appreciated the Islamic Brothers with notable performances in religious activities during Ramadan Mubarak and distributed gifts among them. With respect to this, the representative told Madani News.
Bara dini kamon ke hawale se kalam hua aur mashallah jo ek tadad ne Madani Kaflo aur 12 Madani kaam karne ka jo na wo zehn banaya ki hum inshallah zal 12 Madani kaam khoob khoob karenge inshallah azza wajal.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam uncle and milk brother Sayyid Sayyiduna Amir Hamza رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was martyred in the battle of Uhud. 15 Shawwal al-Mukarram is his blessed urs. Let's listen from Muballigh Dawat-e-Islami Ahmad Raza Tari in this regard.
46 years had passed since the battle of Uhud took place in Arab Sharif. The graves of the martyrs of Uhud were opened during the digging of a canal in the middle of the field of Uhud during the reign of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah رضی اللہ عنہ. The locals of Medina and others saw that the shrouds of the martyrs were safe and their bodies were fresh. It seemed as if they were sleeping peacefully. One of the martyrs is the honorable uncle and milk brother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, Sayyidu Shuhada Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu was born 2 years before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam arrived in this world. His kunya is Abu Ammara. He was very graceful, had a beautiful face and a medium height. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to love him a lot and said that the best of my uncles is Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu anhu. During the battle of Uhud on 15th Shawwal al-Mukarram 3 Hijri, he fought fiercely and sent 31 non-believers to hell and left this world with the crown of martyrdom on his head. The funeral prayer of Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu was offered first among the martyrs of Uhud. His shrine is located at the foot of Uhud, which is a place for acceptance of prayers. May Allah Almighty shower the rain of blessings and mercy upon his shrine, and may Allah forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
At the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Khanewal, Punjab, virtues were donated under Dawat Islami's media department for the deceased media related people, in which the journalists from Khanewal participated. Besides this, the journalists also visited the departments at Faizan-e-Madina.
Virtues were donated for the late editors, reporters and cameramen of Khanewal Media under Medical Coordination Department of Dawat-e-Islami at the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina of Dawat-e-Islami in Khanewal, Punjab. During his solemn member Media Department Multan, Kabina Head Khanewal and other representatives, journalists related with print and electronic media from Khanewal and other devotees of Rasool participated. Quran Khwani was also held for all the departed Islamic brothers. Moreover, solemn member also delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on donating virtues. At the end, dua was offered for the forgiveness of the deceased and durood o salam was also so recited.
Maghfirat farma ilahi tu bada ghafar hai.
Thereafter, various departments of Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina of Dawat-e-Islami were shown to the journalist Islamic Brothers, where Muballigh Dawat-e-Islami informed the journalists about the religious and welfare activities carried out under Dawat-e-Islami, upon which they appreciated the efforts of Dawat-e-Islami and shared their views with Madani News.
میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ یہ بہت بڑا اقدام ہے دعوت اسلامی کے ذمہ داران کا اور فیضان مدینہ کے طالب علموں کا، ان کے اساتذہ کا، کہ انہوں نے صحافیوں کے لیے ایک بہت اچھی تقریب کا انعقاد کیا ہے.
پاکستان بھر میں خانیوال میں دعوت اسلامی کے جو اقدامات ہیں وہ بہت اچھے ہیں طلبہ کے لیے اور لوگوں کے لیے. آج جو ہے وہ یہاں پر ایک سالِ ثواب کی ایک محفل کا انعقاد کیا گیا جو دعوت اسلامی کا ایک بڑا قدم ہے.
یہاں پر ہم نے مرکز میں آ کر دیکھا تو ہمیں بہت خوشی ہوئی.
The invitation towards right essence was presented by Dawat-e-Islami's media department to the people related with print and electronic media in Shahdadpur and Tando Adam. On this occasion, Muballigh-e-Dawat-e-Islami spoke with journalists and informed them about the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami in Pakistan and around the world, and also told them about the welfare activities of SGRF. Muballigh-e-Dawat-e-Islami motivated the journalists to serve the religion, Islam, under their department. He also invited them to visit the global Madani Markaz Fazan-e-Madina. At the end, dua was offered. In Barcelona, Spain, the invitation towards righteousness was presented under Dawat-e-Islami at the Pakistani embassy. Head of Cabinet and Division had presented the Council General with an introduction to the departments of Dawat-e-Islami.
Recently, the head of Spain Cabinet Division had and other representatives met with Council General of Pakistan at Pakistan embassy in Barcelona, Spain. On this occasion, other staff members were also present. The head of Spain Cabinet and the head of Barcelona Division presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat-e-Islami, informed him about the religious and welfare activities carried out globally, upon which they appreciated the efforts of Dawat-e-Islami, and they also pledged to fully cooperate with the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami in Spain, especially with regard to future funeral services.
बहुत खुशी हुई और अल्लाह करे हमें कामयाबी अल्लाह दे और हर चीज में हम साथ मिलके काम करेंगे.
Let's take our viewers to South Africa, where the head of Pretoria South Africa region and other representatives visited Jamia Masjid Fazane Ali Al Murtaza being constructed under Khuddam Al Masadiq Wal Madaris Department in Wessels-Braun. He reviewed the construction works there.
The construction work of Fazane Ali Al Murtaza Masjid commenced some time ago under Khuddam Al Masadiq Wal Madaris Department of Dawat-e-Islami in Wessels-Braun Free State, South Africa, which is in final stages. The head of Pretoria South Africa region and other representatives visited the place and reviewed the construction works.
Sallallahu ala ta'ha khairil khalqi wa ahlaha. Sallallahu ala
On this occasion, the head of Pretoria South Africa region told Madani News in this regard.
Alhamdulillah, Azamjal, khush khabari, good news. 28th of May 2021, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, will be the official opening. The first Jumu'ah Salah will be held in this masjid, inshallah, Azamjal. On Saturday, the 29th of May, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, will be the official opening at 4:30, meaning at the time of Asr Salah. There's going to be a welcome to Islam program for all the communities in this area. Lectures are going to be given in Sesotho, lectures are going to be given in Afrikaans, lectures are going to be given in English, inshallah, Azawajal. Mufti Abdul Rabbi Hamidi will be blessing us with the Nurani Bayan after Maghrib Salah at Faizani Ali Al Murtaza Masjid and Islamic Center. And inshallah, barakatuh, we're going to have a sumptuous meal after Isha Salah for the community, as well as for the Muslim brothers and sisters in this community, inshallah, barakatuh.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat-e-Islami. Please fill the booklet of good deeds and reflect on your actions of 26th May. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawateislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither come in nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Can be sacrificed for my murshid's sake.